News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Delhi police has transferred Northeast Delhi riots probe to the crime branch and the cases will be probed by two special investigation teams, said officials, even as the number of deaths reached 38 on Thursday, with a majority of them, 34, reported from Guru Tegh Bahadur Hospital. So far, the police have filed 48 FIRs in connection with the violence. The teams will have four Assistant Commissioner of Police rank officers each, and the probe will be supervised by Additional Commissioner of Police B.K. Singh. Till Wednesday night, the total count of casualties had stood at 27, 25 of those at GDP Hospital in Dilshad Garden. Over 215 riot victims have been brought to our hospital and treated since February 24, but only 51 patients are currently admitted. The condition of almost all of them is stable except one, said GDP Hospital Medical Superintendent Sunil Kumar. Since February 24, 25 victims have been brought dead at GDP Hospital and 9 have died during treatment, he said. One person was declared brought dead by doctors, while another had died during treatment at the Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital on Wednesday. One more death at LNGB Hospital was recorded on Thursday. One fatality was reported at Jag Pravesh Chandra Hospital on Thursday, taking the total death toll to 38, a senior official said. The Aam Aadmi Party on Thursday suspended Tahir Hussain from the party's primary membership pending an investigation after an FIR was registered against him for his alleged involvement in the murder of Intelligence Bureau staffer Ankit Sharma. The complaint was filed by Sharma's father, following which a case was registered against Hussain under sections 365 and 302 of the Indian Penal Code. The FIR was lodged at Dayalpur police station. The action came hours after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said no one, irrespective of their party allegiance, involved in the violence in the national capital should be spared. The body of Sharma, resident of Khajuri Khas locality in northeast Delhi, who had been missing since Tuesday evening, was recovered from a drain in Chand Bagh on Wednesday. His father Ravinder Sharma, who works for the Delhi police, blamed Hussain for the death. The post-mortem examination revealed that Sharma was stabbed to death during the violence in northeast Delhi. Multiple abrasions, deep cut by sharp-edged objects, said the autopsy report. BJP leader Kapil Mishra, who had earlier tweeted a video claiming it showed Hussain hurling petrol bombs and stones from the terrace of his residence as violence raged in areas of northeast Delhi, has also accused the AAP councillor of being involved in the murder. Hussain, however, has denied all allegations, claiming he himself was a victim of mob violence and was confined to his house as violence raged outside. Speaking to CNN News 18, Hussain said Sharma's family had leveled baseless allegations against him as they were currently going through a lot of pain and anguish. Hussain said he was not present at the spot where the incident occurred, adding he would cooperate with the police in its investigation. Hussain also said he fears for his life after numerous rumors disseminated against him on social media. Hussain said he was the target and not the attacker, in reference to the video that allegedly showed him brandishing a lathi and hurling stones and petrol bombs at a house from this rooftop. I was the target and not the attacker. Just tell me one thing. Will any rioter allow the police to enter his house if he is involved, he said. After the video surfaced, the Delhi police have sealed Hussain's house as well as a factory belonging to him. Petrol bombs, stones and bricks were found on the rooftop of his house on Thursday. Hussain, however, said, I worked to stop violence. I'm innocent. I stopped people from climbing up my building. On February 24, police conducted a search of my building and moved us out from there. Later, we shifted to a safe location. Till 4 p.m. on February 25, police were present in the building. In the deadliest violence in Delhi in decades, at least 38 people have lost their lives, while more than 200 people have been injured after clashes between groups protesting and those supporting the Citizenship Amendment Act turned violent in northeast Delhi. Ahead of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's slated meeting with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Bhubaneswar today at the Eastern Zonal Council meet, the BJP on Thursday said she was making futile attempts to save TMC leaders involved in scams. The Trinamool Congress leadership was quick to return fire, saying Banerjee attending the meeting was an attempt to maintain a working relationship with the centre. Banerjee, who has been a bitter critic of the Citizenship Amendment Act, National Population Register, and any nationwide National Register of Citizens, would meet Shah during the EZC on Friday for the first time after the enactment of the amended citizenship law in December. She had not attended meetings of the Niti Aayog and several others convened by the BJP-led government at the centre. Her decision now to take part in the EZC meeting to be chaired by Shah has raised eyebrows in the political circles here. It seems good sense has prevailed in the TMC leadership. She is going for the EZC meeting after opposing policies of the centre and skipping several meetings called by it. It seems that she is trying to make some desperate attempts for a settling to save her party leaders, West Bengal BJP President Dilip Ghosh said. But let me make one thing very clear. Our leader Amit Shah will never go for any sort of setting, he asserted. Several TMC leaders have been interrogated in the chitfund scam in the state by the Enforcement Directorate and the CBI. State government officials and the TMC leadership were tight-lipped when asked whether Banerjee and Shah would hold any one-on-one meeting on the sidelines of the EZC meet in Bhubaneswar. Reacting to Ghosh's statement, TMC Secretary General Partha Chatterjee said, "These are baseless allegations. We don't want to comment on Dilip Ghosh's statement and make him a hero. In a federal structure, it is expected that both the state and central governments will have a working relationship." Banerjee wrote a poem on Wednesday condemning the violence in Delhi and sought answers for the incidents of vandalism and arson. She had on Tuesday expressed concerns over the incidents of arson and violence in the national capital and appealed to people to maintain calm and peace. Coal royalty revision, railway projects and left-wing extremism are some of the issues that are likely to figure in the Eastern Zonal Council meeting at Bhubaneswar today. The meeting will be chaired by Shah and attended by the chief ministers of Odisha, West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand. And Iran said on Thursday, its death toll from coronavirus had risen to 26, by far the highest number outside China, and the total number of infected people now stood at 245, including several senior officials. The outbreak prompted authorities to call off Friday prayers in several cities, including Tehran, state TV later reported, while the state news agency IRNA said Iran had banned Chinese citizens from entering. Those infected include Masume Iftikhar, the Vice President for Women and Family Affairs, and Deputy Health Minister Iraj Harirchi. Iftikhar's case was said to be mild and she had not been admitted to hospital. In the last 24 hours, we have had 106 new confirmed cases. The death toll has reached 26, Health Ministry spokesman Kianush Jahanpur told State TV, calling on Iranians to avoid unnecessary trips inside the country. Jahanur said there were plans to impose some restrictions at Shiite Muslim holy sites and cancelled some sermons on Friday, the Islamic Republic's traditional day of public prayer. But it needs the approval of the president before being carried out, he said, adding that hundreds of people initially suspected of having the virus had tested negative and been discharged from hospital. Authorities, including President Hassan Rouhani, said on Wednesday that Iran had no plans to quarantine any cities or districts, despite the sharp rise in numbers in a short time. However, Jahanpur said the government had extended its closure of cinemas and temporary ban on cultural events and conferences for another week. The death rate among confirmed cases of the virus has been running at around 10% in Iran, compared to around 3% elsewhere. Mike Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program, said in Geneva that the most likely factor is obviously this disease came unseen and undetected into Iran. The extent of infection may be broader than we think. Iran only announced its first infections and deaths from the coronavirus last week. Ryan said it appeared that so far more severe cases had been detected, but that more milder cases would be detected in future. I don't suspect it has anything to do with clinical care, more to do with surveillance. Iran's foreign ministry said some 20,000 coronavirus test kits and some other material would be delivered to Iran on Friday from China. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.